You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio. Good morning, everybody. And it's an early, early 4:20 in the morning, and I'm super psyched to be with... I got the pleasure of actually being interviewed for this wonderful magazine, and check it out for their 4:20 issue. You're going to see Jimmy on the cover, and I got Jamie and Steven here with Culture Magazine. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, enjoying a little California good weather while everybody else is freezing their butt off on the fucking East Coast, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. We had a couple people come in on our team from Colorado, Washington, and Michigan.
Okay,
and they were looking at us just like, why are you wearing sweaters?
So yeah, that's the funny thing. For all you guys driving out in your cars there who are like dealing with all this cold weather, that's the funny shit about California. California, if it's like 60 degrees out, you got people who literally are wearing sweaters and jackets because they're like, oh my God, it is so cold. And then everybody else from around the country comes out here, they're like, oh my God, I'm in shorts and this and like everything else. But let's talk about the other places that they just flew in from. Vermont, did you say?
No, Michigan, Michigan. And Colorado.
So Michigan's pretty cold, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then Colorado is pretty frosty now too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So there are people that are definitely freezing their little tushies off today, but we're going to be smoking some good herb on the Waking Big Show, and probably, hopefully, you guys have some good herb that you're pulling out to smoke with us this early morning. What are you smoking on? You got some Kush, you got a little oil, you got some Indica Sativa. What you got going on? And break it out for us while we enjoy this wonderful Waking Big with Guys of Culture Magazine. And what we do on this show, because it's a Wake and Bake show, we ask everybody, because we're always curious about what music they like. Jamie, what music do you wake and bake to? If you're going to get up in the morning, roll something, what song is it? Because we're a radio station, we can play whatever we want. What song or band comes to mind?
If I'm going to be completely honest,
tell me. It could be anything.
If I'm not listening to audiobooks on my phone,
okay,
I'm probably listening to Amy Winehouse.
Okay, so that's it. We got it. Amy Winehouse is what her jam is, and we're going to get some Amy on. And Amy, look at this. Now, every time I do this, we try to see like how many people listen to on Spotify, and we're talking about Amy's pulling some tight fucking numbers back to black. 186 million listens. We're gonna jam a little bit to her.
A million Amy. Are probably from me.
Oh, really? Just a few million? That's it. So did you go, she's still living, right?
Mm-mm.
Or no, she passed away,
right?
She
died at 27.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She is in the 27 Club, which Jimi Hendrix is also a member of, which, and you're asking all these people, what are they talking about? The 27 Club were people that just got passed away
way too soon
in their life. And Amy Winehouse passed at 27. So did Jimi Hendrix and James Dean.
Jim Morrison. Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Janis Joplin.
Yes, Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin, too.
Amazing artist.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Absolutely. Shout out to all those legendary celebrities that kind of got taken out a little bit too early in their career, you know? And definitely got extinguished a little bit too soon, but definitely all of them, great impacts they had on people, you know, and the population, and the effect of what they sang and what they did, that's for sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
And a few of them really loved cannabis too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of them.
Was one. She has a couple songs.
Really?
And I read her biography by her dad.
Oh, see, that's cool.
He's not too happy about her love of cannabis, but I think it was lesser of many evils of what
Yo,
she
Yo, shout out to my cannabis smokers out there. Absolutely. And, you know, again, legend burnt out early. She got a great voice, though.
Oh, yeah. You so know? Powerful.
What was something interesting for all those people who are Amy Winehouse fans out there, since you read that, what's something cool that you read in there that you're like, oh, shit, wow, like, that blew my mind a little bit?
I think it was the overall takeaway from the book. You know, her dad wasn't happy with the way Amy's life was portrayed in the biography about her.
Okay.
The documentary that was made about her. And so he wanted people to know that her family was always around her and she wasn't lonely in the end. And she actually passed away while, you know, she relapsed. She was in remission.
So oh, okay.
It wasn't completely tragic. You know, she had a lot of love and clarity until the end. So
okay.
Yeah, it was powerful.
That's pretty wild. And did she write or do any songs like towards the end where you felt like the vibe or things were changing or even going in that kind of like deeper direction?
Not necessarily. I don't know. I'm not a big music theory person, I guess.
I got you.
Her music, it's like an emotional thing for me, and
absolutely.
It just speaks to me, and yeah.
Absolutely. And Stephen, what's something you rock a little bit too?
Well, that's it's hard to like put something, because I like everything from anything that will make you feel something.
Yeah,
it could
sure.
be always like James Horner, like orchestra music.
Okay.
So
sometimes you get up and you're like, I'm in a jazz feel today.
And honestly, it just depends on what mood you're in. I mean, as much as like I hate some bands, like if I'm in the mood for it, I'll like it at that moment.
So you're telling me it's sometimes your love-hate relationship is based on how you feel, pretty much.
Yes.
So you could love one band to death and then just be like, fuck that shit.
I was somewhere where they were playing really loud music and Kelly Clarkson was on. I'm like, she's badass. And I would never listen to her. I would never buy her. But it was just like, it might have been the bass in the room, but...
Okay.
It just is what it is.
Nah, I feel you.
But, I mean, going back to my roots, probably Thrice is my favorite band.
Okay, so let me see. Will that pull up on the spot? How do you spell that?
Just Thrice.
Okay, Thrice. Yeah, they pop up. Let's see, Thrice. 21 million. Not too bad, though. Not too shabby. I mean, Amy's got this one. I remember this one. This was a great one.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Cool story
about this
song.
I'm gonna jump to Thrice, but tell me. No.
Her dad talks about this song and how he regrets telling her he wasn't worried about her when everyone wanted her to go to rehab.
This was the rehab, yeah.
Yeah,
the rehab.
She says, because my daddy thinks I'm fine. And he's like, I did and I regretted it.
Oh, and yeah. But did she never went or she did once?
Oh, she went a few times.
Oh, okay.
For sure.
Yeah, so she was trying.
Oh, yeah.
She was trying. Black Honey from Thrice. 21 million. Black Honey. That sounds like a wild scene. Let's check out Thrice. Let's see what we got going on here. Let's whip out a little oil, a little smoke.
I know you know more, Steven.
What?
What did you say?
Now I know more about you.
That's cool. They sound pretty cool.
They sound exactly like this live. Like the singer, I mean, and they've been around since.
Kind of almost like Soundgarden voice-ish a little bit.
Yeah. I was supposed to see them in Vegas with Rise Against maybe like 5 months ago, but my friends, we all couldn't get it together in time.
Sure. And how long is this band? Is this a newer band?
No, oh God, no. Probably early 2000s, 2001, 2002.
Okay, so shout out to Thrice if you guys haven't checked them out. Definitely check them out. Definitely strong sounding for sure. Absolutely. So, both of you guys working at Culture, how long have both of you been with the magazine, or how long have you been with the magazine?
Since day one.
Day one.
Day one.
So when did the magazine start?
2009.
So that's a decent amount of time. That's like nine, going on the nine, almost already on the decade, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We just celebrated our 100th issue.
And how cool is that to start with a magazine and be, I guess there's not a lot of people I could say, except for some guys I know, shout out at High Times and stuff, that have been there forever, but is it difficult to get people to stay in a magazine so long?
There's so much turnaround. As far as, like, everybody, there's turnaround all over. But sales reps, obviously. biggest turnaround there.
Taking out the sales rep, but the actual core.
I say a culture, you either stay for less than 3 months or you're like a lifer.
Everybody. Okay. There's people there that have been there since the beginning as well.
You just have to know that muscle.
More than just me.
And what was the initial, or when it started, what was the essence of it? If you had to kind of give what is it as a magazine to people, what would you describe it as?
Our old publisher, Jeremy, he started it. We were another weekly magazine, like an alt-weekly, Inland Empire Weekly. And we started that in 2005 or 6. So I was with him from the beginning of that. And in 2008...
But what was the premise? Like, is it just about all different types of things? Is it a specific culture?
It was a medical cannabis magazine.
Okay, so medical cannabis.
His dad passed away from cancer, and there was no information on it. And so he was getting him stuff. And so it came from like a personal thing. And, you know, it all circles back. My dad passed away a couple years ago from cancer, too. And my mom, he was 100% against cannabis. It just is what it is.
Let me ask you, I mean, not to retrospectively go back on a bad situation, but if your dad was still alive today and could see how like it's been recreational this, or there's been so many studies about how it's helped people with cancer, would he possibly have tried it just to see if it helped?
I don't know. It's hard to say. When his best friend died of lung cancer, and my wife saw him one time get weed from somebody to give to him.
Okay.
And so like he's not like he never really had an opinion. He was just he just didn't want to do it. And so we snuck him CBD, like it was towards the end of his life, and he slept for like 24 hours straight. My mom thought I killed him.
Oh God.
and so she called me.
He had the best sleep of his life.
He woke up.
He had the best motherfucking sleep of his life.
He woke up, he said, Viv, give me a beer. And then he drank a beer and then he passed away 2 days later. It was just like he popped back in and went right back out.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that.
But it all started like through, you know, wanting to get more information.
So did the magazine really have more of a, let's say, patient informational awareness, or was it a full, like, you know, and then changed more into a cultural type of magazine, or would you say it stayed the same, or no, like what?
It always started as culture. I know he started it because there wasn't information, and I mean, we've seen the growth from like...
I mean, the style of the magazine.
Yeah, it's always been about culture because that's what people want to read.
Sure.
And then you throw in that informational stuff mixed in with everything.
But it's about what's going on in the industry generally?
Yes.
Or is it just a general person says, oh, you know, what is this weed culture? Like, generally, what's the weed culture about? By them seeing your magazine, do they get to have that embodiment, or is it more kind of topic specific to like business and industry?
It's definitely not business and industry specific. We have a monthly column, Industry Insider, where we interview you know, a big wig in the industry, someone who's really a mover and a shaker,
and
they give us the exclusive. But we have our quarterly B2B magazine.
And you guys are in multiple states, you said, right?
Right.
So what states can people catch the magazine?
We have multiple states. So we're in Colorado, Oregon, Washington,
Michigan.
And then we have three different editions in California. So we have NorCal,
so you're in all the
SoCal
main recreational states.
And we have San Diego,
where a lot of the tourists could also get it,
right?
Yes.
And enjoy the magazine. Mm-hmm. And like also in those states... be directed to like good dispensaries and various things. Do you guys like kind of guide them to some advice while they're visiting these great rec states? Like,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely. In our 420 issue, we're actually going to have a dispensary etiquette guide.
Oh,
so
see,
people
that's
can
great.
Go and pick that up.
Yeah.
To see,
so and that's you know, that. In and which and that'll be is it'll be the etiquette guide for each specific state. Let's say.
Right.
So if someone's getting the Colorado one, they could be like, "Oh, I'm gonna go check Culture Magazine and check out which ones in Colorado they say are tight, essentially, or whatever."
Yeah,
right?
And we're gonna cover all the 420 parties happening at dispensaries just at venues.
And there's a lot of 420 parties that go on.
That'll be online, in print,
yeah,
everywhere.
Let alone how crazy crazy. Yes. 420 is of a day, let alone being in this in Colorado or any state. Shout out to all you states out there. You got over half the country medical, and a quarter, or a little less than a quarter, but maybe a fifth of the country is recreational and growing strong and stuff. And shout out to all you guys that are trying to make a difference out there and to do what you do every day, for sure. Absolutely. So that's great about the magazine, you know, that it has all those different things and everything else. Is there a website that they can go on?
Yeah, definitely. It's pretty easy. Just culturemagazine.com.
culturemagazine.com.
You can look through our flipbook.
And you guys have an Instagram or anything of that shout out type thing, or no?
Yeah, our handle on Instagram is I Read Culture.
Okay, I Read Culture.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Absolutely. That's really cool. And then you guys on Facebook too?
Yes.
Okay, so Facebook, and then are you guys putting up like active on that on Facebook?
Yeah, stuff, so in addition to our print magazine, which comes out every month, and then our quarterly magazine, which is our business to business edition.
So you have two.
We have our monthly culture, which is lifestyle. It's the cannabis lifestyle.
So that's great. That's what I'm talking about. So a lot of people, you're out there, check out Culture Magazine for the lifestyle version of it. If you're just the regular person rolling around and want to know about what's going on. But then if you're a business, you're saying every quarter you have a kind of business to business, like, oh, let's let people know who else is in the industry and stuff like that, right?
It's like about the industry, by the industry, you know?
About the industry, by the industry. I like that.
That's not the official tagline.
I guess now. Yeah, for sure. James, so aside from Amy Winehouse, what else you got in the repertoire? Give me one more.
Oh, man.
Feeling a little. All right, I'm going to defer.
Uninspired.
Defer to Jamie. Wake and Bake song. To end the show with?
The Receiving End of the Sirens.
Okay, and that's the group?
Yeah.
All right, so Receiving, let's see, End of Sirens. Boom. All right, we got Planning a Prison Break. Let's throw that on. Little wake up, get up this morning, get out of bed. If you thought you were just going to be laying in bed today, hold on. Get up. Wake up, all you out there. Thank you guys out there listening every day, doing your thing. And thank you guys for coming on the show and speaking to us. Any shout-outs you personally want to make out, or any guys want to like give out to anybody out there? Doesn't have to be business. You're on my Wake and Bake show. You got a friend or homie. Say, yo, what up? Tell me what's up.
My husband's actually a heavy metal drummer. He has two shows this weekend.
Awesome.
One's with Molotov. His name is the name of his band, Sangre.
Okay. Yeah. So shout out to, say this again, Sangre. How do you spell it?
Sangre. It's blood in Spanish.
Okay. So for our stoners out there, which you need to spell, how would you spell that?
S-A-N-G-R-E.
S-A-N-G-R-E. Yeah. Shout out to the heavy metal motherfuckers that are out there.
Yeah.
That are out there. Absolutely. And Jamie, what about you? Any shout outs, friends? Anybody you want to just say what up?
My buddy Sean, his last name's Roach.
Okay, Sean. Roach, my brother. Yeah. When you get this, light up a nice fucking doobie and smoke one down, because your boy gave you a shout out to all those millions of cars out there. And thank you guys for listening to the Wake and Bake show. And don't forget, we got 27 zones of music, all kinds of concerts, live concerts, and catch everything we got going on 420 a.m., 420 p.m., and then 7:10 a.m., the early oil hour, we got our Wake and Bake shows. And then at high noon, make sure you catch Charlo Green in the Weed Show and catch our boy Amir in the Clear with Amir, our political show, talking about all kinds of cool shit. And we got lots of great new celebrity stuff coming out. Just remember, when you wake up this morning and you're getting up in the afternoon and you're rolling around and you're trying to figure out what you're doing with your day, and you're thinking to yourself, man, I got to get into work. That fucking boss, he's driving me crazy. I don't even know if I can make it through the day. You can make it through the day, because you know what? When you're done with that day or you get your break, you can smoke a little weed. That's for sure. My name is Andrew Pizzicalo, CEO of Purple Haze Properties. We'll catch you on the flip side on the next Wake and Bake show, and stay tuned for our next guest, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and it's early, early 4:20 in the morning, but kind of psyched because I'm still chilling in Vegas, and before I took off, I wanted to have one of my boys come over, my boy Ashley, who's brought a really cool instrument that him and his buddy have been part of putting it together, and I'll have, talk about a little bit about the history of the actual piece and how it came, but it's a hand pan, so it's a really cool instrument. What's going on, Beast? How you doing today?
Yo,
chilling. Yo, chilling.
Have a good day.
Exactly. You got to have a good day to make the day go well, and especially having the pan flute is a totally fucking cool experience. You know what I'm saying? So let's get the pan flute going in a second. You can jam out to it, and everybody could hear what it sounds like. So we're gonna cue this down for a second. Hope you guys bring out your favorite nugs and come smoke with us while we have a little treat today on the Wake and Bake show. A little instrumental jamming going. So we're gonna lower this, and we're going to let you do what you do, for sure.
Maybe adjust the mics a little bit and check it out.
Oh, it'll get it. So, what kind of style would you say that was in, if you had to, like?
That's we maybe just call that a freestyle.
Freestyle.
Yeah, nothing planned. Just kind of play whatever you feel.
Inspires you, yeah. For sure. And and just to explain what it is, it's got, if somebody wasn't able to actually look at it, it's pretty large size. It would say it's about, what, like 3 feet in diameter, essentially? Like,
yeah, 22 inches, so
okay.
Yeah, about 2 feet, 2 foot spaceship.
Okay, like yeah, like it looks like a wild spaceship, and it's got like how many circular, if you explains it?
About 7 to 8 fields that you can hit on.
Okay, so they're called fields. So those
tone fields.
And those are different areas that when you hit it, essentially, like hit one individually so people kind of hear the difference.
So we got, here's this is the lowest, this is the bass note. But you can also get all off of the same area. So that's what makes it really interesting. You can get three notes off of one field. So this whole piece could have around 27.
Yeah, 20-something notes, yeah, right.
Different notes.
So just hit a couple of, like, in each one, like, give her a little preview of what each... You play that shit for a while. Let's
So this is called a hand pan, but
maybe
you could also
a little bit of the history, like when it started, I guess, and how long it's been around as an instrument.
It's been around since 2000. Was originally called the Hung by some people called Pan Art in Switzerland, and that's where it originated from. And it had been about 13 years until other people started producing these instruments. And this one that I'm playing here is called an Axiom handpan.
Okay, Axiom handpan. And if somebody wanted to get a little bit educated on the handpan, would they just search on YouTube, or how would they know?
Yeah, you could probably you can jump on Facebook. You can find a page called Axiom.
Okay.
You could jump on YouTube and find tons of videos that are examples of the instrument.
You have any YouTube videos you jamming on it? People
yeah,
get
hit up. I got some, but
yeah,
you know,
sure.
I'm mainly just trying to have fun. You know?
Cool.
there's tons out there. You can find them.
There's cute girls
jamming. They
absolutely.
They get more hits.
A little more more appealing on the eye on YouTube. But if you have to close your eyes and listen, you got fucking good jamming shit. let's light one up. You want to smoke a little bit, and then we'll. Maybe throw you can jam a little bit more. People can hear their little
sounds
live
good.
Instrumental here on
we'll get one more
on Dash Radio and stuff. Hell yeah, a little morning jam. There you go, boom. And then when you're not jamming on the piece, what would be your wake and bake song if you had to have while we do a little smoke before you get on the next jam?
Let's see.
What would you pick? What would be your...
Let's get... Some Cypress Hill.
All right, a little Cypress Hill.
Cypress Hill might be nice.
Cypress Hill.
Hits from the bong, maybe?
We got
hits specific.
Exactly. Do we get a little hit from the bong? Absolutely. A little hit in the bong while we... chill today in Vegas before I jam back. I'm also going to be rolling with Pony. Maybe a little bit morning episode with him. See if he wakes up and shit. But either way, after that, we're back in Cali. But we had to bust out this hand pan because things sounds fucking cool. When you're outside chilling and doing your thing, that's something you want to bring to the party right there. They're not cheap, though. What do they go for?
About $2,000.
About $2,000.
$2,000 for a nice one.
You know.
You can get ones built out of, you know, tin foil for a little cheaper.
All right. I don't know how well the tin foil holds up to what you got brought in. That's for sure. That's fucking funny. Shout out to all my bong smokers out there this morning. When we do a little bit more jamming on today's Wake and Bake episode. Waking and baking. That's what we do. Oh, yeah. Little Cypress Hill and hand pan. Do a little freestyle with pin. Alright, cool. There we go.
Little wakey bake session. Wakey bake freestyle for you.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. We definitely got a little bit more time and stuff, so we could do a little bit more. You want to do a different type of style of music, let's say, to that? Like a different kind of tempo or something?
You try something, get a bong loaded.
Yeah, let's do a little intermission bonging, then work on the next one. What's another in-between wake and bake song for you to throw in the backy? What's another choice?
Maybe some Bone Thugs, that comes to mind.
All right, Bone Thugs. Bone Thugs. Let's see, the Crossroads. What you guys smoking on this morning? Bring out your favorite nugs and come smoke and hang out with us. Take a couple of hits and bring out your favorite nugs, wax, whatever it may be. And then come kick it and chill with us as we do a little wake and bake this morning. Got a little bit of time left, a couple minutes before we sign off and roll off to the next thing. Always fun having you come on and jam on this bad boy for sure.
Yeah.
Take a little rippy.
Who got that blueberry?
I don't have the blueberry.
Who got the blueberry?
Not today. But we always got some good nuggets for sure.
Who got that strawberry cough out there?
Strawberry cough is some old school shit. That's some good shit.
Who got that grape ape?
Oh, that's some old shit right there. Remember the grape ape. Grape ape is still a very popular strain. Very popular for sure. Shout out to Bone Thugs and Harmony. We started with the last Cannabis Cup. We've been chilling with those guys before. Cool cats. They love the herb. The herb is the word. And the word is Bob Marley. Oh, yeah. Do a little, another few more minutes and we're going to jam off. But we're going to have Ashley do one more. One more little freestyle change up.
Give you a little
before
example.
We sign off on a different type of thing. But this is actually just one piece that's making all this crazy sound. And the way he hits it in different ways is actually how it's creating the orchestra of what you get to hear. So
this piece that you're hearing is called a Celtic Minor Axiom. And the Celtic Minor is the vibe that it creates, how it feels. And every piece that you get can have its own feeling and vibe to it. And you can flip this piece over, and at the bottom of the piece is a hole, and on the inside it's completely hollow. But this hole, you can hit the hole and it creates a sound as well, which sounds like this. It's kind of watery, little bassy sound, you know?
That's pretty wild.
And some pieces also have notes on the bottom that sound like this, but this one doesn't. So I'll just give an example of what you can do with just the bottom of the piece.
Okay.
You know? So quick little 30 seconds.
Sure. Tight.
Kind of funky, you know.
We got another couple of minutes, about a few more minutes, so let's do a little jam until we sign off. Thank you guys for tuning in this morning and afternoon, and et cetera, as we get baked up. Let's tune it up. Hope you guys enjoyed this Wake and Bake show. A little live music for you. Thank you. Thank you guys for coming on the Wake and Bake show this morning. It was fun having you on, Ashley. Definitely was good hearing the great sounds of the pan flute. I hope you guys lit up a nice bowl and
thank you.
Enjoyed the Wake and Bake show we got going on. All kinds of music, and catch us on the next Wake and Bake show. And hopefully if you're feeling a little musical and instrumental, I hope you guys bring something out, whatever it is, and enjoy a little bit of a peaceful morning that we got today. And hope you guys had a very happy and blessed and solace Wake and Bake with us today. And check out the hand flute and learn a little bit about it.
Hand pan axiom.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. Catch you on the next Wake and Bake show.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio.